What's going on, brothers? It's Lime Italian with the name. Got a video for you. It's written title, Sim Policing. Here goes. Shout out to Black Mind for coming up with this idea, and I think it's a great idea. I think it's a really good idea because in these years I've been on YouTube, been on social media, I've noticed that these Sims, these pathetic bitch-made Sims and these testicular disgraces, they really don't have any smoke for these broke single mothers who neglect their children. They don't have any smoke for these psychotic malcontents or these feminists who encourage women to falsely accuse men of sexual misconduct, aka Emily Linden. They have no smoke for trollops who peddle extortion as female dating strategies. They have no smoke for them. But if you have any standards, any preferences, if you don't go with the flow, that is, you don't have a taste for whale blubber and you're not willing to be a stepfather, or you're not attracted to what they're attracted to, then they have to dick police you. They have to tear you down. They have to flick shit at you. Have you noticed that? I have. And quite frankly, I'm tired of it. So, going forward, whenever these bitch-made simps and these testicular disgraces try to come to you out in the real world or come to your channel and start flicking you shit, rebuke their ass. You hear what I said? Sharply rebuke them. Don't be polite about it. Because these guys are basically sexual scavengers. Exactly what they are. That's exactly what they are, brothers. They're sexual scavengers. They are male hyenas. And male hyenas don't have any clout or any place in the hyena matriarchy. They are at the bottom. They're the shit stuck to the bottom of the trash can. The only thing they can hope for is food and sex. And a lot of times, these male hyenas starve to death. And on a rare occasion, they get sex, but even then, they still run a risk of starving to death. But in the twisted, empty minds of these bitch-made simps and these male hyenas, sex and twat validation is worth more than food, water, and the bare necessities in life. These men are gross idolaters. They put twat on a pedestal. And they look stupid caping for these trollops who murder their children, these trollops who encourage women to falsely accuse men of sexual misconduct, these trollops who catfish men online, and these trollops who promote genocide. Like these divesters, these swirlers, and the other assortment of Cleon bitches who got heat for you if you're not attracted to hood rats and you prefer exotic fruit. Me personally, I don't have a taste for whale blubber. I don't. I prefer exotic fruit of the Polynesian and Filipino persuasion. And I've tasted my exotic fruit 4 times. And I enjoyed it. But the difference between me and those bitch-made simps is that I understood long ago that sex is a lower brain function. It's part of life. It's not it all be all. I had my fun. I moved on and got the bag. That's 2 retirements. Stacking gold and silver, and just recently bought some more gold. I'm doing good. But these bitch-made simps, they got a problem with you. They want to dick police you. Well, you got to be ashamed of yourself. If you don't like this, then you're this, that, and the third. Or they call you sexually suspect because you're focusing on skills and abilities and not chasing these broke single mothers or these overweight Cleon bitches who don't know their ass from a hole in a wall. Yeah, to hell with all that. Make your channels and your circles no-fly zones for bitch-made sims. That's my message to you brothers. They know not to come to my channel. They know not to pull that shit around me. Out in the real world. I'm not a small guy. I'm 6'4". I'm 282. I'm in the gym 3 days a week. I can clear 300 in a bench press. And I'm really good with the 45-1911. They don't fuck with me. But you brothers out there worth your soul, you brothers who have eyes and ears to hear, start scent policing. If they want to dick police you or cock block you, or they want to try to tear you down because you have standards preferences, start scent policing them. Rebuke their ass. And don't be polite about it. Mm-hmm. Every time one of these bitch-made sims deflect away from the bad behavior of these trollops and these Cleon bitches, it just proves over and over again that they are indeed sexual scavengers. They are the lowest of the low. And the trollops and the bitch-made sims know that. That's why they don't even give them a pat on the fucking head when they cape for them. Have you noticed that? These Cleon bitches and these trollops and these DNA dumpsters and walking trash cans do not even give these bitch-made simps a pat on the head when they cape for them. Because in their mind, they don't even exist. They're irrelevant. They're oxygen thieves. And from a relationship standpoint, an SMV standpoint, they are. They're cockroaches. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, that may hurt some feelings, but that's tough shit. Get your fucking diapers. Make simp policing the norm. Since they want to cape for the bad behavior of these trolls, these Cleon bitches who promote genocide, make it a norm. Call them out. Rebuke their ass. This is Lionel MGTOW. That's all I got, brothers. If you like the video, like, share, and a commentary for you to subscribe. If you don't donate to my channel, you find a tip jar on the upper right inside of the screen. That's your G-Bliss icon. All right, fam. All right, brethren. You know it's real. You know routine. Go away, leave me with SYSBM. As for these bitch-made sims, these male hyenas, these cockroaches who have all this smoke for you, but have no smoke for these feminuts and these trollops who set out to ruin men's lives on purpose, give them nothing. This has been MGTOW PSA. More comments to the site. See you soon.